Over the weekend, the organization Latino Health Access, or LHA, opened a community center and a park in downtown Santa Ana. It's green space in a city that doesn't have a whole lot of it. Now, LHA has earned national coverage and awards for its efforts in training Latino immigrants to teach healthy living practices to their neighbors. It's what's called in the Latino community a promotora. But it also has its foes, county leaders who have cut its funding, and some politicians who aren't so thrilled about the organization in general. Gustavo Arellano is editor of the OC Weekly. He's with us now for our Orange County line. Hey, Gustavo.
Hola, Steve.
First of all, explain to me what promotora is and what it means to Latinos.
The promotora program is very simple. What happens is trained medical professionals, they go into communities and teach community members about the importance of healthy living, how to do exercise, the importance of going to checkups, how to eat properly. And then these community members, called promotores, the plural, then they go out and teach and have these classes for their neighbors. So it seems fiendishly simple, but it's an amazing way to be able to lower the financial impact of medicine or medical costs to a city. And that's what Latino Health Access has been a pioneer here in Orange County. In other words, it's low cost but magnificently efficient training in the medical field.
Now, why is this organization under fire then? Keeping people healthy should be a good thing, right?
Why else? Because they're Mexican. And I'm not even trying to be facetious, but every year for the past couple of years, Latino Health Access, they've had this contract with the county to do this promotora system across Orange County. And last 2 years ago, I believe, the Board of Supervisors, they asked them, well, do you need that word promotora in there? Because that's in Spanish, and that's kind of discriminatory. Even though Latino Health Access, they're set up mostly to help out Latino immigrants, but they don't refuse anybody. They have trained people, you know, people in the African-American community, in the Vietnamese community, in the white community, anyone who basically is low income, they've trained them to do that. So that's really the only problem, at least on the Board of Supervisors level, they have the problem with the Spanish.
Has anyone said anything to that effect, or is that just your own prognosis here?
No. That's Sean Nelson and John Moore. Like, they are the supervisors. They told them in the past, if you are going to consist on using promotora, well, that kind of sounds discriminatory, so maybe we shouldn't give you this money. Eventually, a deal had to be struck between Latino Health Access and the Board of Supervisors, where instead of just calling it the promotora system, it was this long-fangled name in English, and then they tagged on promotora at the end. And the funny thing is that supervisors John Morlock and Sean Nelson, they admitted that what Latino Health Access does with their promotora program, it's important. It saves taxpayers millions of dollars in the long run, but they just get uncomfortable with the use of Spanish in that name, just promotora. Like, if you call the promoter, they won't have a problem with it.
I'm going to play devil's advocate here. Do you see where promotora, so if I'm Greek American, right? I see promotora. I don't even know what that is. So it makes me feel a little excluded. Is that, do you think, the argument here?
That's a facetious argument. Come on, promotora, promoter, it's not Greek to anyone there. And the reason why you need these ethnic organizations, it's a part of American life. You start off helping out a specific group, and then if you're a smart group, over the years you realize that it goes beyond the ethnicity. It's more specifically about a particular mission that you're set up for. And in Latino Health Access's case, it's teaching low-income people how to be healthier people. Unfortunately, in Orange County, if you're low income, more often than not, you're going to be a Latino immigrant. That's its roots, and they're proud of their roots. And I say there's nothing wrong with that.
And I will fully disclose that I am the son of an immigrant. So
aren't we all?
Yeah, we all are in this country for the most part, but I am first generation. And so
course.
We will continue the conversation every week as we always do with Orange County Line. Gustavo Arellano from the OC Weekly. Gustavo, thanks.
Gracias.